I apologize. That wasn't quite the tribute I had in mind because I noticed at the last minute I'd left the mic on, so I don't know how that sounded. That probably sounded pretty bad, but my heart's in the right place. I hope you guys feel that. And I'm, as you can tell, not exactly together. Nothing new, right? Folks, I'm going to ask for your patience with the time it takes me to get up the show, to post the text and the audio. The pressure from that hidden malevolence with their toys to apply punishment has increased dramatically. And I'm going to do my best, but until there's a few more voices singing with me, it's going to be that way, I guess. But if only a whisper exists, even if only a whisper exists, to speak the soul's torment, there's hope. But how much greater? And I'm going to have to say this so I can get it in the tape. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the Sunday, August 2nd, 2015 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Even if only a whisper exists to speak the soul's torment, there's hope. But how much greater is our hope when voices grow? Goal not written down is a wish. How about wish not spoken out loud but left to languish in our gut grows sour, becomes poisonous? And can thought develop without authentic voice? Do they not go hand in hand? Voice gets silenced early in a class system. Because as Alice will be pointing out this week, today, we cannot risk losing the love of our parents. I'm sure I'm not the only one who has noticed how that early initial fear of not being loved is sort of the frame, the emotional root of a lot of fear that we experience around rejection throughout our lives, you know. And imagine a world in which there is no early fear, which becomes the pattern for our lives, but rather security, which is what we deserve and what we are going to give to each other. We need each other to do that, to give that gift. Reclaiming voice literally means detaching, separating from the master. And I mean that in quotes as the voice of authority in whatever guise, manifestation, it exists. In voicing as we are, the suppressed thoughts, we open many doors, private and public. Voice, the expression of the authentic self, is the way in because that is what was suppressed in our origins at the beginning of our indoctrination into class. So in claiming our voices, we're going back and undoing, unraveling the web of deceit would-be rulers weave. This is called self-creation. Or we could think of it as self-regathering, recomposition through invitation. This makes us happy. And as we have those discussions, and that becomes clear, it has big implications for what we're willing to accept and how we claim, define and claim that right to pursue happiness. And because suppressed thoughts, by definition, can only be voiced by others, we need each other to do it, to help each other remember our initial freedom and our reaction to its suppression. And ultimately, we need to be we the people to secure it, secure freedom in the concrete for every human being, beginning right here in the U.S. And then we do have that right to pursue happiness. Let's use that advantage. And then by extension, globally, we initiate that Gramsci's wave we've been talking about in recent shows, across nation, across class. It is only as a global people that we can stand up to organized global power. We know this. The strategy of a U.S. initially and global ultimately general strike, i.e. a direct focus on work, on human energy globally, the outer, in that Emily Dickinson quote we've been using as a key almost to explain everything. The outer from the inner derives its magnitude. So that outer of that focus on work must be paired otherwise. The consciousness isn't there to engage in it with stemming the tide of the functionaries, which we talked about last week, using, and we're going to continue that conversation this week, using that Chinese fable of the man and the old man and the mountain. So we have to, it must be paired, that strategy of the global general strike, with stemming the tide of the functionaries. By which I mean public voicings of suppressed thoughts. And voicings I'm using in a big sense of self-expression. Using our creativity in whatever way is our natural proclivity to express the suppressed thoughts that we've been identifying throughout the course of these shows. The fact that we are in fact human beings, not labor, that we have to reclaim our human energy to be free, that we have to do this together globally, because power is global. You know. So anyway, we'll be talking more about the kinds of things we have to help our brothers and sisters see, how we lost our early longing, our early being free, our early assumption of freedom. So we have to pair that political strategy of the global general strike with stemming the tide of the functionaries. And how do we do that unless we stimulate the longing to know, to understand, unaccountable feelings? That's in all of us. We don't let those early questions go. They may be buried, but they're still within us and can be stimulated, jump-starting thereby the thought process. If we don't voice each other's torment and deepest hope, what are we here for?